For Storm Lake Radio, Ryan Thompson joined at this time by a few members of the Alt Aurelia girls golf team, fresh off a third place finish in their seventh consecutive state tournament appearance. And first I have Annika Patton. Annika, the state champion in Class 2A, firing a 154 all in all at Jester Park in Granger after finishing runner-up a season ago. Annika, can you put into words what it means to take home the title here in 2017?
It's a great feeling. Coming off of last year being runner-up, all you hope to is improve, and the fact that I was able to do that is a dream come true.
You shot a 77 in both rounds. You entered the second round with a one-stroke lead. How did you feel about that day one?
I felt great about day one. I shot one of my best that I've ever shot. Felt great and comfortable about that. A one-stroke lead is nothing. Mm-hmm. That's easy to make up. So, I mean, there were still some nerves there, but I'm just really glad that I was able to finish the way I did.
Well, I know you fell behind early on in the second round as you suffered a double bogey on the number five hole, but was there a turning point in your mind from there on out that allowed you to regroup?
Definitely. I mean, it's frustrating what happens, but with some great advice, you just learn to let things go and take charge and keep getting better.
What's that great advice you get?
Oh, that's my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She helps me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so after that double bogey, was there any hole you feel like you regained your confidence and really got it back going?
After five, I went on to the par five on six, got par there. I also parred number seven, so I just felt like I got back into my groove. And then I actually went to hole number eight and just put it on the green short and made probably a 50-foot putt. That was very unexpected, so that was a nice little turning point there.
Nice. So what clubs were really working well over the course of the two-day run?
I would definitely say probably my driver and my fairway iron clubs. Definitely put me in the position to make the scores low and make them happen.
How do you like playing there at Jester Park?
I love Jester. Coming off of it last year, I absolutely loved it then. And the fact that we got to go back this year was just a great confidence booster.
He said working to improve always, and look what it's resulted in, and you're still just a sophomore, lots more golf ahead, but what do you attribute to what part of your game really has come the farthest in your mind?
Definitely in golf, anyone can play a solid long game, but short game keeps you in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over the year, I've become way more consistent on that. If I do miss a green, try to get it up and down. Yeah, short game.
Well, Annika, again, congratulations on the state championship. It's a tremendous honor. If you could hand the phone over to your cousin Aaron Locken, that'd be super.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Alt Aurelia girls golf team placing a third at Jester Park in Granger. Aaron Locken, are you there?
I am.
Aaron, I know you said last year that top five was your goal at state. You didn't quite get there, but this year, finishing fourth, you got to be pretty ecstatic about that.
Yeah, it feels good to be in that top five.
Well, you shot an 84 in the second round today after an 83 in round one. How did you feel all in all about your game?
I felt pretty good. I mean, not anywhere near satisfied, but I hit the ball solid. I was making good contact. I just let some strokes slip around the greens today.
What was especially working well for you? Any club in particular?
My driver was pretty consistent. I was able to hit greens in regulation. The strokes weren't quite going for me with the putter today. But
what about yesterday in the first round? How did you feel about how things went?
Battled and stayed consistent. Had a couple holes that were not great, but was able to keep a steady head and just play my game.
Well, the Warriors have been making a habit out of participating in a girls' state golf. You've been there plenty now. Do you still get nervous before entering the final meet of the season there at state?
Oh, yeah. There's always those state nerves. This year, it wasn't quite as bad. Just like you've been there, I've done this before. But getting on that first tee box, you have this undescribable feeling. It's like excitement, but nerves, and you just got to get that first drive over with before you can settle in.
Mm-hmm. Any other final thoughts about how this season has played out for you?
I'm happy with how it turned out, but just ready for next year.
Oh, yeah. Be here before you know it. And those are some words from Aaron Locken. Congratulations again, Aaron. And if you could hand the phone now over to your coach, that'd be great.
Yep, here she is.
All right. And now we have Alta Aurelia Girls Golf Coach Leanne Patton. Leanne visiting with Annika and Aaron there, two top four finishers. I know they would have loved to share in the glory with the other young ladies in the form of a team state championship that you had attained the previous 2 years, but didn't quite get there. But finishing third in your seventh straight state tournament appearance. And I know that you feel really good about how the girls played there this year.
You know what? I am, Ryan. I'm just thrilled with this team and how we've come along all season long. I wasn't really expecting and didn't know at the preseason if I could get this team into the state tournament, and that was a big goal of ours. And you know what? They worked hard. Our number 3 to 6 positions just absolutely came along, and I always got 2 of the 4 to come through at every meet at clutch time when we needed that third and fourth score. So, you know what? Annika and Aaron just had a tremendous season, and put 2 seniors, Abby Wilson and Cassidy Boom. You know, each day they struggled a little bit, but you know what? They came out in the end and played great for us with 3 years of state tournament experience. And our newbies, Lainey Stanton and Addie Cosgrove, you know what, for never playing that state experience today, just blew me away too, that they both got a year under their belt. And Lainey Stanton had a great round today and counted in team competition score, shooting 106. So, you know what, it's a great year here, and we're looking forward to next year already. But I'm more than pleased with the third place finish with this team and ready for more.
I'm sure there is more to come, more success like this for Warriors Girls Golf. And Leanne Patton, appreciate you giving us a few comments. Congrats again on another excellent season.
Thank you so much.